Así es momento de darle la bienvenida a... ¡Ay, Carlos Camacho! Hoy no me siento en la confianza de hacerlo porque tenemos invitados en la cabina.
Permíteme, lo voy a hacer. Tengo que romper el hielo porque yo estoy muy nerviosa, estoy muy ansiosa. Están personajes de... alta envergadura, diríamos por ahí.
Alto
y lo
nivel.
Voy a hacer para romper el hielo. Ay, Carlos Camacho, bienvenido.
Ahora sí.
De película en el Brunch de los 40.
Ahora sí me siento un poco más avergonzado, pero muy emocionado porque estoy seguro que de la película que les voy a hablar el día de hoy van a tener todavía más ganas de verla después de escuchar lo que vamos a escuchar el día de hoy, porque como dijo Pame, no estamos solos, hay invitados aquí de un nivel fascinante. Pero antes de entrar de lleno, les voy a platicar rapidísimo de qué vamos a hablar el día de hoy, porque este 14 de marzo va a llegar a los cines Rescate Imposible, la nueva gran película de acción que nos va a centrar en Filipinas, en la jungla, con un escuadrón especial que va a tener que llevar a cabo un rescate sobre un activo de la CIA. Pero como suele ser en estas películas, va a salir todo de control y ahora vamos a tener que rescatar al oficial Kenny, quien estaba en su primera misión. Esta película está encabezada por Liam Hemsworth, Russell Crowe y dos actores aquí que tenemos la fortuna de tener en la cabina.
¿Puedes creer esto?
Gaby Cam, Pame Vogel, con ustedes Ricky Whittle y
Milo Ventimiglia.
¡Oh, my God!
Sí, lo escuchó bien. Wow. Están en la cabina. Guys, thank you for,
yeah,
for being
mucho
here.
Mucho gusto. Happy to be here. Carlos, that was wonderful. That whole description of the film, I was following the whole thing. I'm like, man, you are nailing it.
Thank you.
Nailing it.
So you speak Spanish?
No, I understand. Entiendo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You understand it, but you can't speak it.
Very, very small amount.
Okay, so you understand that I was saying that I was super nervous because you were here, guys, so I had to break the ice.
You thought that you could get away with just speaking Spanish and we'd be sitting here smiling, going, uh-huh.
Okay, well then, you have to know that I'm the most transparent and honest person in the world. And when Gabby, that they are the team from the película, and I'm more the person that makes the music interviews, okay?
Okay.
So then, it's for me really new to have you here as actors, uh-huh. And when I knew that specifically you, Milo, were coming, I was like, I'd rather not be there.
This is a true story.
Yeah, because
well, I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you. Yes. Thanks for showing up to say hello. I'm really happy to meet you.
We made her.
No. I really like your job as an actor, and of course, you're super
Gracias.
Handsome. So. Okay, let's continue. I already said it. I feel better.
I'm going to translate for the audience.
I feel better. Like, yeah, I feel better.
Has there been anybody else you've had in studio here that's you've been nervous about?
No, never in my
just
whole life.
Wow.
Imagine I already interviewed like James Hetfield from Metallica.
No,
like
wow.
It's the first time I feel this nervous. So
okay. Wow.
All right.
It's okay. I get nervous.
It's Jack's fault from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when I follow you on Instagram and I saw like the beautiful things you like about the earth and the hikings and everything, it's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm going to translate this for the audience because people are just hearing English right now
sí,
in their
yeah,
radio.
Exacto.
Voy a traducirles lo que está pasando en esta cabina, que es súper divertido. Por un lado, Ricky Whittle nos acaba de confesar que él se pone nervioso también de estar con Milo, porque Milo es muy hermoso. Pero todo esto viene de que Pam me dijo, voy a sacarme esta espinita que tengo en mi ser.
Ajá.
Y le voy a confesar a Milo una historia real, que es que cuando le dijimos que estarían en esta cabina hablando de Rescate Imposible, Pam me dijo, yo prefiero no estar en la cabina, no sé si lo puedo soportar. Y la obligamos un poco, y bueno, Milo le agradece que está aquí, y Pam le dice, es que todo lo que haces, tu amor por el hiking, por la naturaleza, me encanta. Y bueno, it's time to talk about Land of Bad.
Great.
Guys, you're badasses in this film. I just want to know if anything you learned from training and making a film like this, does it stick? Like, does something come in handy later in life?
Yes.
Something you learn from films?
If you need a bodyguard, we will be there for you. We're now real-life heroes.
Or even, like, more specifically, if you need a rescue.
Yes.
Okay.
An impossible rescue.
An impossible rescue.
We can
We're
save
there
you.
For you.
Filipinas.
Yeah.
We will fly anywhere.
Only
you know, we've got air miles. So if you know, wherever you go, we can fly.
Me encanta. Voy a traducir para ustedes. Gaby les pregunta que si al hacer una película como esta, que se llama Land of Bad en inglés, pero es El Rescate Imposible, nadie se queda atrás. Ahora que aprendieron ciertas hazañas para hacer esta película, de pronto en un momento les es algo útil saber estas hazañas. Y dicen, claro, si ustedes necesitan un guardaespaldas, aquí estamos para ustedes en cualquier parte del mundo, a donde necesiten. Carlos dice, a Filipinas, ¿no? En cualquier parte, nosotros vamos a donde
Solo
necesiten.
Llamen.
Sobre todo si se trata de un rescate, mm-hmm. Con exactitud. So, guys, please tell us about this movie. It has a lot of special effects and everything, mm-hmm. but it has a lot of stunt moves and the weapons and everything. For example, Milo, you already record for This Is Us, the war scenes and everything, but this is something really, this is like a serious war.
Yeah, no, this was, you know, Ricky and I playing Tier 1 operators, Army Special Forces, so it's a very, very specific, incredibly trained profession. So to not look ridiculous, we had to work with some Australian Special Forces, and I have a bunch of friends that are in Army Special Forces.
Okay.
So, you know, we got trained up and were physically fit and just, you know, running up and down a mountain for a few months, carrying a lot of heavy equipment.
Okay.
You make it sound like it's nothing, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Well, it was tough. You know, you've got the Australian heat. You're carrying all that extra weight with the bulletproof vests and the guns and the rifles and I have the sniper rifle as well. So.
And the spiders and insects, everything about Australia, right?
Oh, yeah. Also that. Okay, so. Like we were tucking our socks into our pants and then like had several layers just to make sure we weren't getting ticks and spiders and
snakes. And it still didn't stop the spiders. Did you know Milo saved my life?
Oh, like for real?
Saved my life on set. So we tucked all our socks in, trying to stop spiders, scorpions, snakes, everything. Yeah. I was talking to a producer, like I always do because I talk a lot. And Milo comes up behind me. So I'll tell it from my side of the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Milo comes up behind me and he's like Papa Bear. So he's always fixing my things and looking after me. He's always looks after me. He's such a good guy. And he just slaps me in the back and he's just bang. And I'm like, okay, he's fixing something back there. He comes around in front of me with a knife and it's a dead spider on the end of his knife. A white-tipped spider that if it bites you, it can kill or can give you a flesh-eating disease.
Oh, my God.
And he just came up behind me, crushed it, stabbed
with
it.
With a knife.
And saved my life. But Milo's a hero.
Oh, my God.
Real life superhero. I'm going to translate for the audience. Mm-hmm. Bueno, pues Pam me le preguntaba sobre los stunts que hay en esta película, Explosiones. Le decía a Milo, bueno, tú ya hiciste escenas de guerra en This Is Us. Él decía, sí, pero uno tiene que entrenar con las Fuerzas Armadas para no verse ridículo. Lo dijo con esas palabras. Y entonces, bueno, decían que gran parte de la filmación de esta película fue estar subiendo y bajando montañas y demás. Y Ricky contaba una historia de que Milo le salvó la vida porque siempre está cuidando a la gente, que tenían que ponerse los calcetines, más bien el pantalón adentro del calcetín.
Exacto.
Para evitar. Milo me está mirando como sí, lo está diciendo bien.
Confirmo.
Are you correcting my translation?
No, you're doing great.
You should.
You're getting the story correct, totally correct.
Okay, I'm doing my best, guys. Bueno, le decía que había que hacer esto para evitar que hubiera serpientes o arañas o lo que fuera, que se les fuera a subir, y que un día estaba Ricky muy contento y de pronto sintió un golpe en la espalda, y cuando mira a Milo trae un cuchillo con una araña blanca atravesada, que además es venenosa y que provoca una enfermedad que come la piel, entonces que básicamente Milo...
O matarte,
sí. Ajá. Que Milo es un héroe de la vida real. And this question is for both of you, because Ricky, you probably have seen something Milo has done. To me, when I see you on a poster, I know and I make sure that I should get tissues next to me. Is that the case for you as well? I feel like I'm going to cry.
Sorry. What kind of tissue?
Exactly.
Gabby,
that's what I was
you
trying to do.
You thought you guessed. No. Yes, Gabby.
Paper tissues, because you cry a lot with some stories Milo has
told. We're in Mexico and this is our kind of humor. Sorry, Milo.
Good. I'm English, so that's my humor too.
Okay, good.
But no, that's what you want as an actor. You want to touch someone. No, that's wrong as well. You want people to feel something. That doesn't sound right. But
stop being bad English.
I know, it's bad English. No, you want them to feel. So you want them to like you or to love you or to hate you. The worst thing is for them to not care. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about Milo is every character that he embodies, he makes an audience care. And when he looks this beautiful and his voice is so silky and his acting is so like macho and
please stop. I have to leave.
Right. It's just incredible. It's such an honor and a gift that I get to work alongside such a talented actor. But as you guys will meet him today and know more, he's a wonderful human as well. You know, it's not just social media, like in real life, that's him. He's all about nature, goodness. His friends, his family, his people. He's just a wonderful guy, and it was such a pleasure to work on this movie with this great guy.
You both are, just so you know, great people.
Gabby Camacho, you're
good. Oh my God, I love how she says my. Okay.
Fama, ahora, por favor. Creo que ahora estás igual de incómoda que yo, pero al revés con Ricky Whittle. Okay, Ricky Whittle nos contaba por qué Gabby Cam le preguntaba acerca. Perdón, me perdí.
Gabby Camacho.
Volvamos a la pregunta, Gabby Camacho.
Sí, claro que sí. Les preguntaba sobre que yo cuando veo a Milo en un póster o en una...
Gracias. A los tíos.
Yo sé que tengo que tener pañuelos desechables. Aquí se perdió un poco la conversación. Exacto, pero pañuelos, yo pregunté, ¿para qué?
Exacto, es que entonces... hay happy tissues y sad tissues. O sea, cleaner, papeles felices y...
This is just getting worse and
happy
worse.
Happy tissues.
Yeah. Y los no tan felices, exactamente. Pero no, mencionaba que así como lo vemos en persona, así es con su familia, con sus amigos, en los papeles que él interpreta, de cómo apoya el Papa Bear que mencionaba hace rato, así es. Y algo logra justo con las personas al momento en la audiencia, cómo lo ven en sus personajes, que conecta y se ve como esa amistad, ¿no? Cómo conecta con la gente. And I was about to ask that also because when I first saw the trailer, you said something like in your mind, what's in your heart, what's in your mind, or what?
Yeah, it's not what's here is here, it's like it's in here, it's
exactly in your heart. Yeah. So I was like, he did it again, he's like always giving a quote, a learn, you know, like something to just always leaving leaving something behind. And what I really want to ask is, from who did you learn to be this way? Or who did inspire you to be this way? Or is it just something that it's into you?
I think luckily I've been given an opportunity to work with great writers, great directors, great producers, great crews, great cast.
Okay.
With good characters. But for me, I always drew my inspiration from people that I knew. My mom and dad first, my older sisters next, my close friends. But, you know, honestly, Jack was just Jack on This Is Us. He was that guy.
Yeah.
And I think Sugar in this movie, Land of Bad, and Rescate Imposible, he was, he's the team leader. He's there to get his guys home safe. So I think in a moment when Liam's character, Kenny, is struggling and he really is having a hard time, Sugar has to get him, he has to get him up, he has to get him home, he has to get him, you know, ready to go, mentally, physically, emotionally, like ready to go.
So. Nadie se queda atrás, nobody stays behind.
Yeah, yeah, right. Nobody stays behind.
Yeah. Ok, voy a traducir para ustedes. Pame le decía que hay una frase en la película que todo está en el corazón, no en la cabeza, que le preguntaba a Milo, que qué lo hace ser así, o sea, que quién lo inspira para ser así. Y él respondía que realmente pues simplemente es, que lo mismo pasaba con algunos de sus personajes como Jack en This Is Us, y que pues es su familia, sus amigos, que es un poco esta la idea también de Sugar, de estar al pendiente de otras personas. Y de, nos contaba un poco sobre el personaje de Kenny, que es el personaje de Liam Hemsworth en esta película, Rescate Imposible, que por cierto llega a cines el 14 de marzo. Nos vamos a ir con música en el brunch de los 40, pero nos quedamos en TikTok a través de los 40MX. Tengo una pregunta aquí que estoy segura que les va a gustar, así que vamos a escuchar a Mitski. Esto se llama My Love, Mine, All Mine.
¿Por qué esta canción ahorita?
Pues porque, no sé, everything is related in the show.
My Love, Mine, All Mine with Mitski. Y regresamos ahora al brunch de los 40 porque está Miley Ricky Whittle con nosotros. Ya volvemos.
So we're still live on air. Yes. Guys, sorry, I'm blushing. This is crazy.
Boyfriend, my love, if you're hearing me, you already knew.
You're my love. And it's okay, I'm married.
He knew.
So.
And we watched This Is Us together. He knew who you are. And I was like, my love, Milo is coming to the radio station. And he was like, oh my God, really? He loves you too. So
What's your boyfriend's name?
Jay.
Give Jay my best.
Yeah, Jay. He's a great musician.
Can you guys be any nicer? Come on.
I told you.
You should
amazing.
Be horrible. But
you're amazing too,
no. Rick. You both are super nice.
Rick is the best.
Oh, come on.
Rick is the best.
No, I just got a good
you
mother.
All are
this is the best day of my life.
My mom's the boss. So.
Yeah.
I love this.
Good parents.
Raised well.
Voy a traducir lo que está pasando aquí. Pamela les está diciendo, mi novio sabía que venía Milo a la cabina. Yo le advertí que soy fan, looking que todos closer. Somos fans aquí. Bueno, la verdad es que son personas increíbles. Increíbles y súper sencillas, como pueden ver. So I had a question for you before going to the music, because in this film we see... I blush every time you say that because it sounds great.
It is.
So we see Liam Hemsworth character being a rookie in this film, mm-hmm. and you kind of helping him out. And that kind of triggered this question for you guys. Do you remember what was your first day of shooting like, and who helped you, and which were your concerns? How was that very first time you stepped into a set, probably years ago?
Oh, at any set?
At your first set ever.
This one.
You were actually a rookie.
I mean, I've got one. Probably one that I speak about the most. My first job ever. Well, first like real professional, you're getting paid job. Was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the song in Spanish?
His song, no.
You like, don't?
Sing it in Spanish? Gabby Camacho, sing to me.
En Filadelfia yo nací, crecí, con goma de mascar y basquetera feliz.
No kidding. That's awesome.
And for some reason, they always dub him like, in Filadelfia, like the boys, is really? Not like him.
No?
I don't understand. Yeah, sorry. Oh. Go on.
But so anyhow, I had one line on the show. I'm party guest number one. Didn't even have a name, nothing. And Will was on set. He talked to everybody. He looked after everybody. And he stopped and had a conversation with me. It was probably 2 or 3 minutes, maybe. But he asked me about where I was from. I was going to school and like what I wanted to do and all this. And he just, you know, he's a big movie star. And he stops to talk to the guy who has one line on his show. And, you know, he invited me into the group that was making that particular episode. And I thought it was just a wonderful thing for a young actor to see, like, the biggest of movie stars who also had his own TV show just being kind to everybody and working with everybody, wanting to include everybody. So I always carried that every set that I'm on. It doesn't matter if you're the very, very top or the very, very bottom of the call sheet, you know, the crew list. We're all there together making it. So you got to embrace everybody and pull everybody in.
That's amazing. And that's something that happens like in war. Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
Like in the set. Estábamos platicando de cómo fue estar en el set con Will Smith y Gabby Cam nos regaló un hermoso momento cantando.
Olvídenlo. Pero just erase that from your mind. Me singing to the French
No, lo vamos a borrar.
Rapping.
It was awesome.
Rapping. I want you to hear it because the voice.
Por supuesto. O sea, no lo vamos a olvidar. Wow, I'm a carrot. Me veo muy naranja. Estoy viendo el TikTok. De hecho, voy a aprovechar para leer algunos comentarios.
These are some people's comments.
Exacto.
Is this new?
Watch what the hair.
My yes, new, it's yes. Today. Yes. Today's the first time.
Yeah, I did it yesterday. Yes, on myself.
This is the first time everyone's seeing this.
Yeah. Exactly.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you. It does.
It's beautiful. She's fire.
Fire. I love the way you say fire.
Fire.
You're I was I wasn't you're ready to in it's very in not sweating and in
fire.
Yeah. Okay, I have to just resume because everything is about love in the comments. Todo es amor en los comentarios about how amazing your job is, Milo. Mm. How handsome you are, Ricky. Mm-hmm.
It's distracting, isn't it? It's very distracting how handsome Ricky is.
Okay.
I've never felt more invisible in my life standing next to Ricky Whittle.
Oh, shut up, both of you. Come on.
It's very hard to work next to Milo.
It's hard to work next to you both.
Yes. We're doing our best. Imagine being in set with these guys.
Yes. It's fun. No. It's actually a really good time.
Do you know what's really better? Imagine the Hemsworth brothers as well on set.
Oh, all right. Luke and Liam. Right.
Well,
that's two. Yeah. That's two handsome boys.
I already said in this show that I'm not as fan as for the handsomeness for the Hemsworth family.
What?
But they're still hot though.
It's they're not my. Okay. I like these hairy black.
Darker features.
Yes.
Yeah, and the Hemsworths are very like blonde, blue eyed.
Yeah, yeah, blonde, yeah, blue eyed.
Yeah.
But can I just like, can I convince you though? They look like that, but they're like rough and tough Australians. Mm-hmm. They have a trucks. They can hunt stuff. They can wrestle crocodiles. They surf. They're cool as hell. And they're the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
I love just how you love guys. Like in between among you guys, how you support.
That's how life should be.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Life should always be about raising everyone up. We all rise together.
Yeah,
but
know? I think like as women, we admire more that because as a team and a friend now is in Paris, who's the other host, mm-hmm. we are three. We are that way, but it's something special. It's something
it's not common.
It's not common, most in women, I think. Yeah. Or or at least here in Mexico.
Yeah, they need to stop thinking it's a competition.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
Your greatest gift is there's only one you, and there is only one you. Gabby Camacho. You're not in competition. Some people love you, some people love you. Like, just keep raising everyone up. Every woman should be, you know, tight with every other woman.
Exacto. Voy a traducir tight esto. Tradúcelo, Gaby. ¿Quieres traducirlo tú? Hable más.
Ya nos fuimos completamente de lo que estábamos platicando, pero hablábamos de la camaradería, de lo bellos que son. Ya estoy muy perdida, pero hablamos también de los Chrises, de los Hemsworth, que hay dos hermanos Hemsworth en esta película, Luke y Liam, y hablaban de que, bueno, Pam me decía, bueno, es que no son tan mi tipo, Ricky decía, es que son preciosos, tú no sabes lo que es. Y Pam me decía, no son tan mi tipo, no, pero sí son como rudos y combaten con cocodrilos y cazan y demás. Y bueno, hablaba, Pam les decía, qué increíble la amistad que tienen entre ustedes, cómo se apoyan entre sí, y hablaba también, y lo voy a decir, de que eso es algo que pasa mucho en este programa, en el brunch de los 40, con Riva, Pam y yo, que también somos tres mujeres que nos apoyamos y nos queremos y nos alegramos por los triunfos de las otras. Así que esto es un equipo perfecto. This is a perfect team. Having you here is just like really the cherry on top of everything.
The good news is Ricky's staying in Mexico.
Yes? Do you want to be our fourth host?
Sí.
What's going to be your girl name? Because this is an all-girls show.
Yeah, you should
Ricky is a name for a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Ricky Lake.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I never thought about it.
Ricky works for a boy or girl.
But what about your mohawk mullet? You should wear a wig.
I should wear a wig. I'll wear a wig. But did you have a blonde? You're blonde.
Yeah.
This you're is not red. A wig in case you were...
The brunette.
She's brunette.
Yeah.
What should I
Well,
go with?
You're the British.
I can just be British. I'll just be British.
Or maybe bald.
I'll shave it again. I used to have it shaved.
Yeah.
This is the first movie
with
I've had.
With a beautiful mascara, you know, a Gucci mascara or something.
Oh, yeah. My eyes will pop. Yeah. It'll be beautiful, sexy. Some lips. Maybe I can, you know, borrow your lips.
She's the best makeup artist ever.
Is this your microphone?
No.
No.
I thought this is a little bit of Pam.
No,
that's not us.
Did you not kiss my microphone? No.
Who kissed your microphone?
I don't know. No, I didn't.
I lipstick in el micrófono de los 40.
No, there's another girl in the morning, and she's...
And she like, what is she doing with the microphone?
I don't know.
She knew that you were next. She knew that it was going to be your microphone.
Yeah. Yes.
Milo dice que le dejaron lipstick en el micrófono a propósito porque sabía que venía Ricky Whittle.
Yours is clean, yeah.
¿Sí?
Yeah.
I have lipstick. Just me.
It's only you. Oh. You were actually wearing it and you left it.
It was mine.
It was yours.
Yeah. No, you're wearing waterproof lipstick.
I am waterproof.
Right?
Yes, you
know, a nude waterproof. I like it.
Yeah, it glistens. It's.
I like it. It really like enhances your eye. Sorry, guys.
Gracias, Pam.
Milo, what do you think of what's going on today?
I understand it because Ricky is Ricky. He's beautiful. He's got a big heart. He enjoys life. He enjoys people. He enjoys every moment, wherever he is. That's the good of Ricky Whittle.
And you guys are making us happy as well.
Great. No, it's how it should
it's
be.
Contagious,
you know?
Yeah. It's how you are.
It's so much fun. And getting to have my very first time in Mexico with Milo and you guys. Ah.
You
it's
can
been
go
a
like any
trip.
Time, even if you're not promoting something.
Guys, I have to say something. We've been so distracted year, with like, you that we have to say goodbye.
No.
Yes.
I refuse.
Okay. You can stay. Okay. You can stay forever.
Que se rehúsa like, no. Producción. Acabo de avisar que nos tenemos que ir y dice Ricky que se rehúsa.
Me encanta.
Dice que no.
Nos vamos.
Que ya se tienen que. Well, it's your management. It's saying that you have to leave. In fact.
Yes.
It's not us.
It's not us.
I don't know who that is. She's crazy. She's crazy. She followed us in.
Oh, he's a fan.
Yeah, it's a crazy fan.
Oh my God. No. Security?
Her name's not even Lisa. It's
security. Yeah, there's a blonde
name is Lisa,
girl
yeah.
with glasses. Yeah, she's a crazy fan. Crazy fan. Yeah, we have a
13-12. Milo tiene cara de que no sabe si se quiere ir o no. Nosotros no queremos que se vayan. Estamos felices aquí en el brunch de los 40, pero
no tenemos
un
que ir.
Friendly reminder. Primero que nada, miren esto. O sea, tenemos a Milo Ventimiglia y a Ricky Whittle en la cabina del programa. Los días en nuestra
Go
vida no son tan felices.
Gracias
y por supuesto, sí, no se pueden perder Rescate Imposible a partir del 14 de marzo en cines. No
Land
se lo pueden perder. Lleven Kleenex para cosas buenas.
Cosas
para
buenas.
Happy tears.
Happy and sad.
Happy and sad tears.
Happy and sad tears.
Not mental. Not mental.
Oh, boy.
For both cases.
Horrible.
Just saying. Goodbye, TikTok.
Adiós, dice TikTok.
Que no llevan.
Nos perdimos aquí. Gracias, Carlitos. Y no se pierdan de película viernes y sábados a las 3 de la tarde porque tendremos todos los detalles de esta y todas las películas y estrenos de la semana.
Gracias, Milo. Gracias, Ricky.
Gracias. Oh,